Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But we start things off with the great Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press joins us each and every week on our pregame show. And always delighted to have Tim with us on the Hurricane Hotline. Tim, good evening to you.
Good evening, Joseph. And I'm listening to that lineup and I'm like, what am I doing on?
Yeah, you're the
leadoff.
Why
are you delaying the good stuff? You are
the line drive leadoff hitter. You're getting us started.
Well, I always made good contact. Speed was a bit of an issue with me, but I was a contact guy. So, okay, that makes sense.
That's good. Contact is always good on this show. let's start with this. I did not see this coming. I thought perhaps if Katie Meyer ever left the University of Miami, maybe it would be to the WNBA, but no, she's going to transition out of coaching into another role, retiring from coaching after an incredible 19-year run. I don't know if people really understand how hard it was for her to get started, but let's begin with that on the show. Katie Meyer, last week retiring as the head women's basketball coach at the University of Miami.
I don't want to say stunned because I wasn't stunned. There are some people you get to know over the years when you do what we do for a living. And you can just tell when people are real and when people aren't. When the light that's inside someone is a little bit brighter than the average bear. And that's Kate. I adore her. I just do. And I love the way she coaches. I love the way she thinks. And I'm going to miss watching her suffer for 5 months a year because, I mean, I've had the privilege of watching them practice a few times over the years. And, like, it's like they're down one with 3 seconds to go every practice. Like, and that does take a toll, I think, over time. Like, she puts all of her into every day. It's hard to do that for 19 minutes, forget 19 years. I'm thrilled that she's staying. I know people sometimes say, well, okay, she's going to move into an administrative role. Well, and that's usually college speak for we're going to keep paying you for a while because we can't get rid of you. That is absolutely not what's happening here. She's going to have some meat on the plate. They gave us an explanation last week as like what her job's going to be. Her job's going to be whatever she wants, basically, is going to be the job. And that's great for Miami. She gets to coach coaches now if she wants. And I hope that's part of it. Just what she's done, 100% graduation rate for those who stayed 4 years, you know, she made a joke about it. There should be a banner for that. I mean, she changed kids' lives, and that's what coaches are supposed to do. And that's what she did. And Joe, one more thing. When you really think about, when you think about her tenure, right? And in the moment, I never realized it. I probably should have, but I didn't. There was a time when Miami had some serious power hitters, to go back to your baseball analogy to start the show, leading women's sports here. You had Patty Rizzo in golf. You have Paige in women's tennis. You have Amy Deem, who is not the best women's track coach in college athletics. She's the best track coach in the world. Not women's. She's the best track coach in the world, period. You have Katie, who's the face of the operation. And, oh, by the way, there was Dr. Palela as president for some of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Miami, by actions, by having those five women, and there were other women, Connie Nickel, Jennifer Strawley, there's been a lot of women in key roles there. By actions, they empowered women. And they showed, the University of Miami showed that they believe, and not just women's sports, they believe in women by having those forward-facing people running your program, and in Donna's case, running the university. It's, I think it's just one of the things that makes Miami very special, very different. And it's going to be a huge void to not see Katie on the sideline, but to know that she's still going to be on the campus, that's still a great thing for Miami.
I've done radio and TV shows with her for 19 years, since the day she started. When she started, there was no Watsco Center. There was no practice facility. They were over in the night sports. They played in the night sports complex.
Yep.
And so there's no Watsco Center. Maybe there was, but I don't think so.
It was coming. Like, we knew it was coming, but it hadn't happened.
At any rate, I usually stay in my lane. I'm a broadcaster, not an athletic director. But if I was an athletic director, I would look at Katie Meyer's program. I would look at Katie Meyer, and I would say, "There's a coach that knows how to build a program." I would look at the ingredients that she put into her program, and say, "If I'm hiring a coach, I want them to put those ingredients into a program," because she found a style of play. She stayed with it. She found a way to recruit. She stayed with it. She built a program that was best for Miami.
She wanted 12 Katie Meyers on the team. And I think that was part of the challenge to the coach. There aren't 12 Katie Meyers in college basketball. There might not be two this year. She wanted smart, tough kids who eat, sleep, breathe, whatever, the game. And I don't know if those kids, not to indict this, absolutely not an indictment of the way that kids are here or anywhere else today, but she remembered what worked for her as a player, and that became her coaching style. I mean, yes, she changed things on an annual basis to suit personnel, but her integrity, her taproot, to use the word that Pat Riley uses all the time, it never changed. Her integrity is, and you know, to address the elephant, the 3-game suspension at the start of last season, if you think that's a knock on Katie Meyer's integrity, please, then you don't understand what happened. You don't understand the story. Katie Meyer had a team. I mean, the specifics don't matter anymore, but, people have been around the program a long time know that Katie Meyer had a team 10, 12 years ago that was good enough to win the national championship.
Yeah.
And something happened with one of her best players, and she told that player, "You can't go play in the NCAA tournament." And they did not go to the Final Four. Like, a lot of people picked them to go to the Final Four that year, and they did not go to the Final Four because they weren't the same team. The easiest thing for her to do would have been, "I'm going to play. I'm going to keep my team intact. I'm going to overlook things that have happened." And she didn't do that. And that's integrity. That's, you know, she could have looked the other way, and she didn't. And that, to me, forever says what Katie, who she is and how she never changed. And that's what she demanded from her kids. And the, I don't know, 200 kids, however many she had, 19 years. You know, I'm sure 200, I mean, they, coaches and players argue all the time. Of course, it's like a parental relationship. It's like a spouse. I mean, it's never perfect. But if you hook up all 200 of those kids to a, whatever they call those machines, lie detector machines, 200 of them will say that Katie Meyer made them better people. That she made them better basketball players. She made them better spouses, better friends, better partners, better moms, better aunts, better sisters. Better, I mean, she just made them better. She made me better. She made me a better reporter. She made me understand basketball in ways I didn't understand it before. And I wasn't even really around. We never sat down for hours on end and talked strategy. You just absorb it around her. She's just very special. And yeah, it was a sad day. And I'm happy for her. I'm happy for Hunter, her wife. I'm happy for them that they get to go enjoy now, which is what we all aspire to do. They get to go
every day is
world.
Saturday. Well, but she's that, made this every day for her will be Saturday, but she's made this.
No, it won't be though. It won't.
What's
be.
That?
She'll still be around. She's still going to be around. She's still going to be working. And also she's going to be bored with Saturdays. That's my prediction. She thinks she won't be. She's going to get bored with Saturdays. You watch.
She's made this an attractive job. So in the hiring process, I am sure this will, whether they stay within the program or go outside, she's made this a very attractive job.
I've heard a lot of names in the last, whatever it is, 96 hours, whatever it's been. Some of them are Canes and some of them aren't. But when you talk to other coaches, and I have talked to a lot of people in women's basketball the last few days, it's an intriguing job because I think there's a universal belief that people can take the program that Katie has built and know that the foundation is rock solid and now you can do something with it. Now you can do something more with it. And it's, look, we all know what has to happen. It's everywhere right now. If you have NIL backing, you can do a lot of things. Everyone's still settling into this NIL space. It's new, but it's not new, but nobody really has it figured out yet. The schools that figure it out fully, rapidly, they will be the ones with the best chance to succeed. And Miami has an incredible opportunity in front of it. They can go contend. I mean, Katie said at her retirement press conference, and again, it was Katie Meyer doesn't say things to say things. She wants this program to win a national championship. She thinks it can win a national championship. And there's a lot of coaches in this country that believe it can be a national championship program because it's in Coral Gables, Florida. It's not a bad place for a kid to want to spend 4 years or 1 year or 5 years or whatever it is. But in this era, now you got to figure out a way to attract those kids here. It's not just, it can't just be weather anymore. It can't just be in January. We don't shovel snow. It's about the NIL. And if people step up, schools like Miami have a wonderful opportunity.
Let me move our attention to ACC men's basketball. There are four ACC teams in the Sweet 16. Last year, Miami went to the Final Four. The year before that, Miami to the Elite Eight, Duke and Carolina to the championship game. But over the last 3 years, the national media has hated ACC basketball. Why?
I think because people like me use the Go ACC hashtag too much. That has nothing to do with it. I think it's because when you have prolonged success, it's the easiest thing to kick. Like Duke, for example. Duke is an incredible school. Like Duke is Duke. You can't make fun of Duke. It's a program. It's an absolute machine. And it has angered so many people over the years because of its almost never-ending run of success. And I think that's part of it with the ACC. I just do. I think people have grown tired of the ACC. There are national pundits on social media kind of blasting Tony Bennett. Does anybody realize how much money Tony Bennett has given back to Virginia? Does anybody realize how important Tony Bennett was in that community's healing after the events in Charlottesville a few years ago? Does anyone understand what he demands from his kids academically as men? Like, and people are going to rip Virginia because they played a terrible game in Dayton? Virginia's never been able to score. Like, that's their thing. They win with defense. It didn't work this year. So we're going to blast the entire league? I don't care what the metrics said. Syracuse is the tournament team. And I know it's not the best 68. I get that because of the automatic qualifiers. Syracuse was a tournament team. You know, the last time I was on Hotline was a couple months ago, Joe, and I got blasted for saying to you that I thought the ACC could get 7 or 8. At a time when people were predicting 2 or 3 even.
Well, Wake Forest and Pittsburgh should have been
teams in that conference.
Yeah. Well, Wake and Pitt should have been tournament teams.
Oh, Pitt got screwed. Pitt got screwed. Nobody talks about that. We talk about Virginia had a bad night. We don't talk about Pitt. We don't talk about, it's so funny. Like, North Carolina. People love Hubert Davis. People love North Carolina. They love Roy. They love Dean. Like Carolina is the blue blood that everybody seems to like nationally, and Duke and Kentucky are the ones that everybody's just waiting for them to stub their toe every year, it seems like. I know Kentucky's not an ACC team. It probably will be one day, so it'll be appropriate. But Carolina gets down, 12 or 14 to Michigan State? And Twitter was going crazy with the overrated ACC, and 5 seconds later, Carolina had the lead. I have my issues with the conference are well known, are well chronicled. I don't think they do enough to promote the other states. I don't think they share the championships in a fair manner. I mean the championship sites is what I mean.
No, I agree with you. I have plenty of beefs with the conference, but when it comes to competing against other conferences, I would challenge. It's like last year Miami played Houston, and I thought, well, if Houston was in the ACC, they would have finished third or fourth, but they were the number one seed. Miami beat them by, 14 or 16? I wouldn't be surprised if Duke beats them in the Sweet 16.
Wouldn't shock me at all. But if Houston wins, is that an indictment? It's not. The ACC hasn't made a lot of friends with the way it's carried itself in this era of expansion, in the way that they did and didn't go about certain things. It has a holier than thou air to it. And I think that's rubbed some people the wrong way, but that's an entirely separate issue from looking at the body of work for a Pitt or a Wake or a Syracuse. And admittedly, everyone knows I have a bias for Syracuse, but I do believe they were a tournament team. It's why are we holding that we don't like the way the league office handles its business against Pitt and Wake? That doesn't make sense to me. Also, we're kind of forgetting the big one there's one particular school that absolutely should have been in the NCAA tournament, and that's Katie Meyer's team.
No question. They got. That was a royal, you know what?
Complete comedy.
That was absurd. I think that's partly what sent her to retirement.
No, I don't think so. I think it's I think the timing, obviously. I mean, because otherwise they would have been playing last weekend. I just don't think it's another example to me of who's advocating for its membership.
Yeah.
So. And again, like the SEC gets it too. Like, I don't pretend to know Greg Sankey. Of course, he's advocating for his teams, and he gets blasted by a lot of media for saying, the SEC should have 83 teams in the NCAA tournament. So we blast Greg Sankey for being too overzealous in championing his league, and then we're going to blast Jim Phillips for doing nothing outwardly to promote most of the schools in the ACC. You can't really have it both ways.
Well, that does get us to our last topic, which is Clemson is also suing the ACC. So how does that play out? And what does that mean to the other schools?
It means the other schools have two chances. Now they can say, go Florida State and go Clemson. I am certain that the other members of this league are hoping that one of those schools, if not both, succeed. It is not a level playing field in college athletics. It never will be. We all know that. But the schools in the ACC, the way the rules are currently constructed, I don't know if they're going to be able to compete much longer with the SEC. And in this NIL era, and Joe, look, I'm not predicting this like as a reporter. I'm predicting this to you as just a guy that you asked a question to. This is just my opinion on this, but we are not far removed from schools paying the students themselves. We just are not far removed from that.
We're going to do a whole show. We're going to do a whole show on that one day because I think it's pretty simple. I think that whether it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, kids are going to be paid to go represent a school, not to go to school. Going to school is going to be optional. They are going to be paid to represent the school.
Well, I hope it's not that far, but if you are in a conference where your broadcasting arm, where your network generates this, and the schools in the nearby conference have 4, 5, 6 times the revenue gleaned from their networks, from their broadcasting, it's not right. And it's not going to be right. And I know this will make people in Miami's skin crawl, but you need to root hard for Florida State on this one. I think you absolutely have to root for Florida State to win this case. And it won't just be Florida State and Clemson and the Miamis that leave. You're going to see some of the schools in the state of North Carolina look to leave immediately because there are just brands that are being held back by the way this grant of rights works. Fans don't understand it, and I'm sorry about that, that most fans don't. They shouldn't have to. There should just be some sort of level playing field, and there isn't. And I don't pretend to be a lawyer. I'm not currently at a Holiday Inn Express, so I don't have any real legal knowledge coming my way at this point. But there are enough smart people who are familiar with these cases that think that Florida State and Clemson have a real shot. And if they have a shot, that's going to be a good thing for all the other members. And the ACC will change wildly at that point. But then again, half the people, Joe, in this country don't know what conference most schools are in now anyway.
That's true. You just want to be
competitive. You want your teams to have a chance to shine, a chance to win. You want to be able to get in the fight and get the student athletes that you want, keep the coaches that you want, do the things that you need, have a chance to win. That's what it's always been about. It's kind of gotten away from that. And there's some schools in the ACC that are really, really, they know they can't hang on till 2036 under these rules. It's something that's got to change.
Yeah, it's got to change. That's true. All right, Tim, how's Albany?
Marvelous place. It's 42 and gray and rainy, and there's women's basketball fever all over the place because of the two regionals, this double regional site this weekend. Everybody's going to watch Caitlin, and I get that, like they should, but there's some pretty good women's games in the country this weekend, and it's not just Iowa. Like this tournament has been what Caitlin has done to elevate women's basketball is great, but the tournament has done its part too. There's some incredible talent out there. There's some incredible teams out there. It is not a no-brainer that South Carolina wins this thing. And and that's no knock on them. They're super. They're incredible. The women's tournament is fun. It's real fun right now. And it's cool for a little place like Albany to have a double regional this weekend. And it's cool to see a place get excited about it, as it should be.
Love Albany. We won there last year. Miami won there last year, so I love Albany.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Always good to know.
Miami won as many games in Siena's building as Siena won this year.
Siena might. Did they hire McNamara?
It's not done. It's going to get done. It's not done. Listen, as somebody who covered Siena 1,000 years ago, I can promise you that it's done. They're just haggling. And I don't want to say Siena is I don't want to say they're cheap, because that would be wrong, but they don't make it easy to extract money from the institution, let's put it that way. So I'm sure when they get to the money part, when they get everything the way GMAC wants it, it's a great move for him. It's only 2.5 hours from Syracuse. He'll recruit well. He has a great relationship with the Albany City Rocks AAU program, the great program run by Jimmy Hart, who, you know, if you don't know who Jimmy Hart is, you probably should learn, because he is kind of one of the good guys in behind the scenes in college basketball. So they'll get it done, and it'll be they won't be 4-28 next year. Let's put it that way. They'll be a little better.
All right. Very good. Always good to catch up with you. Thank you very much.
See you, Joseph.
All right, take care. That's Tim Reynolds joining us from the AP.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
Tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.